Well, we'll always remember this day, won't we? A time when we got dressed by candlelight and flashlight, and those of us that are desperate for coffee, boiling water on the grill with our Via and instant coffee. But what a pleasure it is to be here with you today. I just want to say you're an answer to prayer. And I look forward to being your pastor. As I begin, I want to express a deep word of appreciation to Sally, who first told me that you were looking for a settled pastor. It was one of the early Marin Interfaith Council events at the Presbyterian Church. I don't know, maybe it was April or May. I don't think Sally charges a finder's fee, but I'm not sure. You better ask her.
I wouldn't turn it down.
There will be a free will offering or a basket at the back of the sanctuary. For all of you here today, everything about you says you belong and you are welcome. It's a place that you can belong even if you are not sure of who you are or what you believe or maybe have no beliefs at all. Where else can you go where you feel like you belong? Remember that old theme from the sitcom Cheers? I always love that jingle. Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name and they're always glad you came. The church can be that place. The church is that place today. Every church should be in the welcoming business first and foremost, and to be aware of visitors that might come in your midst and make them welcome. It's not merely a suggestion, but it's a biblical mandate. The Bible is filled with imperatives to welcome guests and strangers and everyone that shows up in God's house at any time. And I think that is because, in part, the Bible has countless stories of the Israelites being strangers in a foreign land. The Jewish people were constantly being uprooted and swept away, often under dangerous conditions. And so they knew firsthand what it was like to be strangers and exiles in a foreign land. And it's not surprising that the Bible teaches radical hospitality as a moral imperative. Welcome those who may be different from you, maybe especially those who may be different from you. Welcome those who are searching for a spiritual home. Welcome those who feel like strangers and exiles in their own skin, in their own town, in their own families. The Bible, if nothing else, is a book about radical hospitality and unconditional acceptance. The unequivocal message is, you belong. As a young seminarian living in Chicago, I needed a few good friends and was probably suffering from a moderate case of homesickness in Chicago. And a friend invited me to go with them one Sunday evening to Vespers at Fourth Presbyterian Church in downtown Chicago on Michigan Avenue. And it was a great way to connect with people. I soon met other people who were about my own age and kindred spirits, in addition to wonderful worship and music and preaching. And soon that church provided a sense of belonging and identity for me. The poet Robert Frost once said, "Home is the place where when you go, they have to take you in." Well, I suppose you don't have to, depending on your in-laws or how you feel, but home is the place where usually they take you in, and I believe the church can make that same claim, except to say the church is the place where when you go, we want to take you in. We want to take you in every single time. I read an article recently in the New York Times written by Arthur C. Brooks entitled, "How Loneliness is Tearing America Apart." And it states, "America is suffering from an epidemic of loneliness. Many Americans suffer from strong feelings of loneliness and a lack of significance in their relationships, he writes. Nearly half of those surveyed said they sometimes or always feel alone or left out. 13% of Americans surveyed that said that not one single person knows them well. And Brooks contends that the problem of loneliness is growing worse in each successive generation. And the problem has only gotten worse today because of social media making some people feel even more isolated and alone and feeling like they don't belong. In addition, Brooks offers the insight that when people have a hole in their life, they often fill it with angry politics. Does that resonate today and this time? Too many Americans don't have a place in the community that they can think of as home. A community of people who will accept them and invest in relationships that are not transient. A place where everybody knows your name and they're always glad you came. The church can be that place where you belong. The church is a place where others can belong, except there are people out there that may not know that FCC exists, and they're not here yet. And it's up to you to invite them, and welcome them when they come. I admire you, and I was first attracted to this church a few months ago when I read on your website that you are open and affirming, a church that welcomes everybody, regardless of race, regardless of age, regardless of gender, whether they are gay or lesbian or straight or transgender, Republican or Democrat. As I said on World Communion Sunday, there is room at God's table for everyone. Sometimes we need to squeeze in and add a few more chairs, but there's room for everyone. The church can be a place where you differ politically, where you can agree to disagree and still care about each other anyway. We need more places like that today in a time of polarizing politics. The church is where everybody belongs, and there are not too many places like it today. It's unique. The church is where everybody belongs. The Apostle Paul writes in his letter to the Ephesians that you heard read this morning, "So Christ came and proclaimed peace to you who were far off, and peace to those who were near. For through him both of us have access in one spirit to God. So then you are no longer strangers and aliens, but you are citizens with the saints, and also members of the household of God." They belonged. The church is the place where, when you come, we want to take you in. People, all people are welcome here. I love the way the author of Hebrews puts it. The letter to the Hebrews was written to a community under siege. And the author writes, "Do not neglect to show hospitality to strangers, for by doing so, some have entertained angels without knowing it. Do not neglect to show hospitality to strangers, for by doing so, some have entertained angels without knowing it." When you go back to the Old Testament Torah, the commandment to welcome strangers occurs 36 times. 36 times. More than any other single commandment. The commandment to welcome is mentioned more often than to love one another. Hospitality is not a choice, it's a mandate. Let me share with you a story about hospitality and belonging. Following the 9/11 tragedy, whose anniversary we observed last month, there was a story of hope and community and belonging that almost went unnoticed. Have you seen the musical production of Come From Away? I hope you get the opportunity. Cynthia and I saw it in Orange County before we moved here. We actually noticed that it's playing in San Jose in June, and maybe we can get some folks from both of our churches to go and see it together. But it became a place of community and belonging in a most unexpected manner. And it's the story of what happened in Gander, Newfoundland, just after the 9/11 attacks. And after seeing the musical, I would say that here is one modern example of what it means to be a community that loves kindness and welcomes the stranger. And if only for a week, it formed relationships that continue to last. So the FAA shut down all the airspace over the U.S. on the day of the attacks. And planes that could not land immediately were diverted. And one of those places that they were diverted to was Gander, Newfoundland. Gander Airport in Newfoundland, Canada, had been an airport in World War II, and it hadn't been used very much since. Gander is a small town of approximately 8,000 people. But on that day, planes flying from Europe to the U.S. were all diverted to Gander. You can imagine the chaos that ensued. 38 jumbo jets landed there. 38. And as a result of the detour, and remember, this is a town of about 8,000 people, 6,759 passengers and airline crew members, plus 9 cats, 11 dogs, and a pair of endangered monkeys arrived in Gander, descending on this small northeastern town and nearly doubling its population overnight. And what happened next is one of those stories of epic proportions and biblical hospitality and kindness that came to life. One might expect residents to feel overwhelmed with the onslaught of people heading their way, the sheer logistical crisis of making all of these things work together. But people there dropped everything they had to host and comfort the people until the air spaces opened 5 days later, taking with them only their carry-on luggage. Anxious passengers were quickly absorbed into the Gander community. One said when we got off, they had tables and chairs set up in the community center and the hockey rink, said one passenger. It was like a veritable buffet where people could go from table to table and pick up sandwiches and brownies and coffee and whatever it was to make them feel at home. As someone said, the world gets to see what it is to lean on each other and to be there for each other during the darkest of times. I think the church can be like Gander, Newfoundland. This church, I'm sure, would be that way in a similar situation. It can be a place where everyone belongs. It can be a place where everyone who is hungry, who could be fed, someone who has no place to sleep or clothes to wear, could be accommodated. It can be a place of radical hospitality and welcome, as I know you already are. Jesus said in the reading today, "For I was hungry and you gave me food. I was thirsty and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger and you welcomed me. I was naked and you gave me clothing. I was sick and you took care of me. I was in prison and you visited me. Truly I tell you, just as you did to one of the least of these who are members of my family, you did it to me." Do you see Christ in another person when you look at them? When you look at your neighbor here in the pews today, do you see Christ dwelling within them? We are all members of God's family. The church is a place where when you come, we want to take you in every single time. I think smaller churches are particularly good at that. small enough to know each other and yet large enough to care and to mobilize resources. Pause for a moment and remember the last time that someone here offered you warmth and hospitality. It might even have been this morning. What happened? And how did you feel? And how will you respond in kind to others? Finally, let me say how grateful I would be to be your settled pastor. God has been doing many new things in my life over the last year, many of which have happened just since we moved to Marin. As you can guess, coming from New Jersey to Orange County and to Marin, it opened a lot of new vistas and opportunities and changed the way that my wife and myself think about things. And it's very interesting. I'd like to talk to you more about that sometime. But we're going to continue to build upon what it means to be a faith community in this place. And we're going to have a lot of fun doing it. I hear you like to have fun. And one more thing. I want to know who the Golden State Warrior and Green Bay Packer fans are. I already know a couple of you. I swear, I was a Green Bay Packer fan since I was 8 or 10 years old. And I said to Oak, I remember sitting in my grandmother's kitchen watching the first Super Bowl game on a small black and white TV. They also told me if I wanted this job, I'd have to get up to speed on the 49ers and the Giants. And I'll need your help on that one. I don't know as much about them. Maybe need our prayers, too, for the Giants. But we will do our best to reflect God's love and hospitality to others so everyone can feel like they belong. In the words of the hymn today, let us build a house where love can dwell and all can safely live. All are welcome. All are welcome. All are welcome in this place. The church may not be perfect, but it might just be perfect for you. Amen.